When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The football was horrific. I will say this. Watching the Giants and Panthers, okay, bad football teams do bad things. But at least the game was entertaining. At least the game went into overtime. At least the game actually had some juice to it.
Entertaining?
I would just say it had some... I understand. They're bad teams. We know it. They have bad records. At least the Giants are still playing for their coach is what I'm saying. What they have is they have a quarterback who's completely hamstrung mentally.
Yeah.
It's paralysis by analysis for Daniel Jones. They left probably, I would say, a potential of 9 to anywhere from 9 to 20 points on the field by colossal boneheaded mistakes and missed opportunities. And I'm just sitting there because I want to watch. I want to see the body language of the players. I want to see what's going on between the coach and the player in between plays and things of that nature whenever they show it to you. And I thought Kurt Warner was perfect in the first half, explaining to people as nicely as he possibly could without really truly grilling Daniel Jones over the coals about the things that he was unable to do, the things he wasn't doing, and how he put his coach in a really, really tough spot. You can only draw up so many plays. The plays are going to be there, and either the quarterback pulls the trigger and throws the ball and the play is completed, or he doesn't see it, doesn't know what he's looking at, and is basically afraid to get himself involved and then takes a sack. It's frustrating watching. We all watch it. We all feel the same way. I don't want to hear about, you know, offensive line problems. I don't want to hear about wide receiver problems or running back problems. I mean, it really comes down to, in this league, does the quarterback have the balls to stand in there and make the plays? And unfortunately for Daniel Jones, or fortunately, any way you look at it, I mean, he's a very wealthy man. He had his moment in the sun for the Giants. But, you know, the Giants now, I mean, they have a decision to make. Do they continue with the same stuff over and over and over again because we see it week in and week out? Or do they make a change? Now, whether they make a change for the better, do you want to win games now at this point? If you're a fan, you probably don't. If you're a player or a coach, you obviously do. But that at least that game had a little bit of competitiveness to it. As far as the Jets are concerned, it's an unmitigated disaster. And two things that I think. Number one, this defense is just absolutely getting run over. And Kyler Murray had 17 straight completions yesterday. He completed 22 out of 24.
Broke the record, the franchise record.
That's right. And James Conner just ran over. And anytime he saw Sauce Gardner, he wanted to run right at him because he knew Sauce Gardner wasn't going to do anything about it.
Didn't you have a franchise? That wasn't with the Cardinals, though.
Yeah, 523 on Veterans Day weekend.
Okay, but it wasn't but completions in a row.
That was with the Jets.
That was with the Jets, okay. All right. I was like, I wonder if Kyler Murray had broken your record out there. I was wondering. That would have been poetic justice this morning.
No, but I would say that, you know, the thing for me, I hate to say it, man. It's like Aaron Rodgers has completely sucked the air out of the building. And I think so many guys are deferring to who he is in their minds. In their minds and in my mind, he is a first ballot Hall of Fame player. One of the great quarterbacks when he was in his prime that we have ever seen. Very few people throw the ball like him. And I used to say that Dan Marino, Joe Namath, and Aaron Rodgers all threw the ball significantly different than everybody else. Like, we've never seen anything like it. And I will go to my grave still thinking that those three players were that special when they were throwing the ball, and how they looked at throwing it was just so natural and amazing. But, you know, since he has come here over the last 2 years, every player on this team, I feel like, has deferred everything to him. And the reason I say that is because Russell Wilson said something about Mike Williams yesterday, and it was being reported during the game that when Mike Williams showed up to Pittsburgh, he showed up with such a big smile, and he was so happy, like he was so unencumbered by playing for the Jets and with Aaron Rodgers, that he makes the game-winning touchdown catch over his left shoulder in an amazing series sequence of events, because the reason he's on the field is because a guy that would have been out there on the field gets hurt on the previous play, and that's the only reason he's out there, and Russell Wilson has the confidence to throw him the football, and it was a game-winning touchdown pass. And what Russell was talking about, Mike Williams, basically gives you a real perspective of what's going on in that locker room over there for the Jets.
Yeah, and when you are a franchise that is in desperate need of a savior, and the savior is supposed to come in and bring you back to the heights of the organization, we're talking about Lombardi's, that's what's going to happen. It's almost like, okay, he's going to come in and we're going to be great. He's going to come in and this team and this franchise is going to be back on top, and everybody's just looking at him to fix it. He comes in, he gets hurt, he rehabs his ass off, he comes back, he's now 41 years old, can't move, can't throw the way that he used to, and the team is crumbling under the pressure. The owner is going nuts and doing all sorts of things that he shouldn't be doing, and the whole thing is just bottomed out. I mean, the organization, I keep saying it every week, it's just rotten. The organization is rotten. And now, I think this morning, we have the end of the Aaron Rodgers era with the Jets and the end of the Daniel Jones era with the Giants. I think it both ended yesterday, where we're not going to see these guys next year. I don't know how in the hell, if you're Aaron Rodgers, unless it's a pride thing where you think you can come back and at least end your career on a positive note, why you would come back and do this.
Somebody will want him next year. It may not be the Jets. The Jets may move on and
Why would he want to play?
I know, but here's the point. They'll have a new coach here. Devontae Adams is not going to be here. His contract's written so that he can go and play somewhere else after this year is over with. I mean, it will be a total cleaning out of everything again. And it's unfortunate that I say that, because as we've often said here on this radio program, really like Joe Douglas.
Yes.
We like Rob Saleh as a person. It's just that there were so many things that were going wrong for him that, you know, he just never had a chance to win games here and feel what it's like to win games here. And when you have a losing record, you know, you're going to end up getting fired in this league. That's like, do you think when Joe Shane got that job as the GM of the Giants, he's thinking, oh man, this is going to be great. I'm going to be here for 25 years.
Oh no. I mean, I think all those guys understand how it's like a year-to-year business. And by the way, you know, speaking of the Rob Saleh firing, it seems like every single team that fires a head coach during the year gets a boost the next week,
except
the Jets. And you see it with the Saints yesterday with this guy who's clogging toilets before the game and everybody's laughing, and then they come out and then they win. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, from Antonio Pierce to Rich Bisaccia to Dan Campbell when he was with the Dolphins, you can go on and on and on with these guys who come in and then they end up coaching and for a couple of weeks, and the team is all of a sudden got new energy, except for the Jets, who have gotten worse.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, and to have them just on defense, essentially just get punched in the mouth over and over and over again and do nothing about it. I mean, it's almost like they're spent, they're done, they're like, we've had it. we tried, and now it's just not working. And to go from where Davante Adams comes in, fresh eyes into the organization, and sees immediately, he's like, man, you know, like no one's cheering for each other, or no one's standing up when there's a good play, and then he tries to instill that mindset into the team, and all of they've done is put out a performance like that yesterday on a long week with essentially their season on the line.
And the Mike Williams reaction to going to Pittsburgh tells you all you need to know.
The place is just
tells all you need to know that they deferred way too much. It feels like it anyway. What the accurate aspect of it is, you only would know if you were inside that building. But it just feels like you want to call it the greatness of Aaron Rodgers overwhelm the entire locker room. And that's the thing, where the quarterback becomes too much of the team. You know, I think about that late in Dan Marino's career when Jimmy Johnson took over.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was Wayne Huizenga was the coach. I mean, the owner, I believe it was him. And he's like, okay, I need a strong head coach to deal with my strong quarterback, and I need to eventually get away from the quarterback who's like in his 16th year with a bad Achilles. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the coach's personality will be able to kind of change the direction of the franchise. Now, it never really happened, and I don't necessarily know that Jimmy Johnson and Dan Marino really care for each other, but I can understand why. Because you have two really A-type personalities going at it, and one trying to do what the owner wants and the other one trying to, you know, cement his career and still wants to play because he could still play but just didn't want to play under those circumstances that Jimmy Johnson wanted him to play under. Yeah. I mean, like, I just feel like that the enormity of the personality, the Pat McAfee show, the whole thing with Netflix, the 2 years that Aaron's been here, I mean, he has been everywhere, and it's, I don't know if it's really his fault. I think it's just it's really a manufacturing of thinking that he was going to be Superman when he came here and he was going to fix all the problems. When in actuality, maybe now he's turned out to be part of the problem. And I watch their offense. I don't see a lot of different like ideas or creativity. I see a lot of back shoulder throws and goes down the sideline, and all that stuff is fine in the NFL when you're good at it.
Right. When you're young and talented and in your prime, like Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams were. But when you've got guys now that are half of Aaron Rodgers' age that are the corners and the guys coming after him are half of his age, it just doesn't work. And then Davante Adams is in his 30s now too. It's just not going to work that way. And just thinking about the Jets, too, and how other organizations, like, things happen for them but not for the Jets. As I mentioned, the boost from firing the coach in the middle of the season. Like, think about these other examples where Peyton Manning goes to the Broncos, wins a Super Bowl. Tom Brady goes to the Bucs, wins a Super Bowl. Brett Favre comes to the Jets, ends up being a disaster in the end after a good start, and then there's a penis picture scandal. Then he goes to the Vikings after that, takes them to the NFC Championship game, and has an almost MVP season. Right? And then Aaron Rodgers comes here, and it's the biggest disaster in the world.
Like, and that's why I tell you that I could see Aaron playing somewhere else next
year.
If he wanted to play next year, I could see him playing. Because you know why? There's going to be teams that are going to need quarterbacks, man. I mean, the Giants are going to need a quarterback. I don't know where they're going to get one from. Right now, after Shedeur Sanders, I don't really know necessarily there's a guy that's going to move the needle at this moment as we sit here right now. So they're going to have to be thinking, okay, we got to get somebody in here that, and who is that person? Like, who is that veteran quarterback that can come in here if they decide to keep Shane and Dable that could run Brian Dable's offense?
Well, I mean, I don't think Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he ends up with the Giants.
No, I don't think so either. But I
mean, Dak Prescott might be a guy. I don't know. I mean, it's just with this crazy off a big injury in his contract. But you're right. The point being made is you either draft the guy or you're kind of screwed. Like, we've seen a couple of these guys move we didn't expect. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, you know, neither one of those really worked out in the first place they were at. Russell Wilson's now won 3 games in a row with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll see how that ends up. But yeah, I mean, the only way that the Giants get out of this thing is if they get the next Jaden Daniels. I mean, that's the only way they can get out of it.
How do the Jets get out of it?
Well, they have to. I mean, the same thing, obviously. But they're at this point, I think that you've got, you'll have the same GM and head coach with the Giants. I really do believe that next year. I don't think John Mara moves on from them after this season. With the Jets, there's so much there. Like, first of all, nobody worth anything in the eyes of the NFL and its peers is going to take that Jet job. Nobody.
Could you see Aaron Rodgers go? Let's just say New Orleans hires somebody and they want to start over. They want to get rid of Derek Carr. Could you see him going down there for a year, indoors in that division, kind of like Kirk Cousins is doing?
If he wants to play, yeah. But I mean, I also think that Aaron Rodgers is a guy who has thought about, I even asked him this, I don't know if it was the first time or the second time. I said, you strike me as a guy, like I think it was this year. I was like, you know, Tom Brady, you know, gets into broadcasting. Peyton Manning does the Manning cast. I said, I feel like when you're done, you're done. We're not going to see you. And he's like, you got that right. So he's been thinking about his next thing for a very long time. He almost was the RFK Jr.'s VP, you know, his running mate.
Just say,
this year.
He can go work with RFK in the, you know.
He could.
In the healthcare space.
He could. I mean, I just don't know when you look like this and you play like this and you came off a massive rehab, and I give him credit for working so hard to come back, but and it just, and you're playing like this, why you would want to try to do it again? I just, the only reason why would be like this just ended on such a bad note that he doesn't want to go out like that, but I don't even think that he thinks like that.
Hey, by the way, that's exactly what happened with Brett Favre. Now, Brett Favre was a little bit younger, but still, that's exactly what happened. Brett came here, had this really, he got to a height, and then all of a sudden,
he got hurt,
and he played hurt because he's a maniac. And you got to admire that about somebody because they want to be out on the field. That's the great thing about Eli Manning. You know, Eli Manning played all those games, showed up every weekend. Whether you liked it or not, he was there every weekend for his team. And that's, you know, that's a crowning achievement, if you ask me, that you can make it through an entire career without missing a game due to injury.
Sure,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, does Aaron Rodgers want to, I can't talk for him or speak for him, but this has got to be as baffling to him as it is to all of us. And sometimes he's got to look at himself and they got to look at him and they got to decide, you know, whether or not they want to run it back again next year with a new coach. I don't see it. I think whoever the new coach is.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever that is going to say, hey, look, man, I am starting over, man. I am, you know, because there are some good players here. There's no question about that. But, I mean, this is between both these teams here in the city. It is keep your head down and go to work time and don't say too many things.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.